truck, you're a chick. I am friends with broken magic mind, magic mind. Then I peer in the sink. Take your time, hurry up. Chin is yours, don't be clear. Take a pic, photographers, as a joke dies. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Shop. Thanks for tuning in. As always, join the Discord, join the Reddit, join our Patreon. We did an extra episode, Deity. Yeah. We also do stand-up reviews on there. Some of the popular ones have been Rogan, Schultz, Nanette.
Jim Brewer.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Jim Brewer does that. Out of his ass. He says people talk out of their butts.
Also, I got a show coming up this Thursday at Brea Improv with Jerry Garcia. Also, right. April 27th at Flappers.
Yeah, we're both on a Flappers show. I might be on it. I think I'm on it, but, you know, it's in the air. But
it's not in the air. He's on the show.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
It's been guaranteed. So, yeah, come to that. And then, but that's not why they're here, though. Unless, are they, have other shows?
Yeah, I'm going to be in San Diego on April 26th, the day before Flappers, and then at the Laugh Factory in San Diego, and then June 6th, 7th in San Diego at the Mic Drop.
Boom. I'm not a numbers guy, but that go to those shows.
Yeah.
All right. That's not why you're here, though. You're here to watch 10 Minutes of Shop, so start the timer. Play the chin clip.
All righty. We got way too many fucking clips to chin today, dude. It's a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we'll just ride the wave, you know?
I'm going to start out with this, the most gadushable clip today,
right?
Which is an episode two of something that we executive produce, apparently.
Oh, he credited us again.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I have not seen it yet, dude.
Oh, dude, it is pretty Netflix.
Great clip, never seen.
It's posted by Owen, the video editor. It's called Schwab Wars, episode two, The Magic of the Mayor. And if it gets gadooshed off YouTube, well, you know what I'm saying? It'll be on our Patreon. Let's see.
Yeah.
A long time ago in a galaxy, not the state, far, far away.
Genius.
Genius. Schwab Wars, dude. Ba 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 ba. The magic of the mayor.
We read it off.
Yeah, go for
it. I called when the pandemic was over. Your boy called it because this isn't life inside LA politics baseball here. You guys will get this reference because it went viral for everybody in the world. Because the mayor of LA, Garcetti, piece of trash. He's been shoving masks down our throats for 3 years. Mr. Mask Save-A-Ho for 3 fucking years. And then he goes to the Super Bowl last year when the Rams won. He took a picture next to Magic Johnson without a mask. San Jose, I would wear a mask around Magic Johnson, right? You guys know why. Come on, it's early. Be cool, be cool. Don't make me say it, AIDS. Anyway, if I was in the Sam Rowe Jack Johnson, I'd have a talking Samson's face on it. I was not expecting the fucking San Jose Jack Johnson bit, dude. Fuck, dude. He pulled that from the...
Yep.
That's awesome, Owen.
Shout out to Brendan Walsh.
Thank you, dude. Thank you, Owen. San Jose Jack Johnson, dude.
You guys,
look at you guys.
I'm not used to this. Dallas a little different. There's some ladies in the crowd. Right. Not used to that. My demo, 18 to 36 bros. That's what I specialize in.
No, let's see if we can't.
Dude, this part's so fucking funny.
And where you come from?
I saw part of the message. You...
I seem to have found it.
Oh, you, no. Give me that milk. Wow. Give me that milk. Would you cut?
Alan, sad.
He's just like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Moo.
Oh, really, dude?
It's Joey Diaz, dude.
Really?
Yeah. What? I was hoping for a minute.
This music is intense.
Yeah.
This would be good for Shab in general.
Shout out to John Williams.
That sucks because it's all over. I thought I'd be willing to die for my wife, and then those two babies came in this world. I would use her body as a shield to protect those kids. You fucked up, Sammy. I just came, I'm like, oh, you like Moana? Like, that's your shit, right?
Luke, I'm your papa.
I look like a great white shark, but in my DNA, I'm a dolphin.
I'm gay. So here goes the shout out here, dude. Thick Boy Network. John Africa. Yeah.
Dude, say it. George David Lucas.
Lucas.
I said say it, and then I did. That was a shot.
XJ. Dallas, Texas, Blackfish, Brian Callen.
I had no clue.
Oh, fuck.
Owen, the video editor.
Wow, thanks, Owen. Dude. It didn't matter. Didn't count.
But damn, thanks for the shout out. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Dude.
You're now one of my North Stars, B.
Wow. Thank you. Shab is misspelled, but it's awesome, dude.
S-H-A-B.
I'm a fucking dummy.
Put your on it, bro. Oh, There Will Be Blood is canceled. No.
There Will Be Shab. You canceled your idea.
Damn.
You know, I mean, that's just, it's an argument between directors and producers, which happens all the time. Mm-hmm. That's something, if you're in Hollywood, you'd know about that.
Creative differences, B.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. I mean, well, you'll work it out, dude.
Yeah, dude. What did you think?
Another, even better than the other one, maybe. That was really, really, really funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at you guys. Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Owen, the video editor, for the shout out, dude. You spelled my name wrong this time.
No, yeah, it's Jared.
Oh, fuck.
It's actually Jared.
But anyways, let's get on. If that got produced, you can see it on our Patreon. But check this out, dude. Yeah. This one's posted by Crew Lamb TNS. It says, looks like Bappa got tired of seeing all the killers performing and unfollowed the comedy mothership, dude.
Oh, fuck.
As you can see,
I didn't even know he's following in the first place.
Well, yeah, dude, only 1,000 can follow him.
Yeah, that's trouble brewing in the Shab Rogan verse. Hopefully not, dude. That's like Starsky and Hutch. Ever heard of it?
Well, we got some other picture posts, dude. So I'm going to try to jump scare you here.
Okay.
Jan is 5'2", by the way. Uh-oh. As you can see. It's probably got an inch on her.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't like the height stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. But
funny.
Funny. Yeah. Undeniably funny. The next one, gosh dang it, when the meat isn't rotten. It's a good memeable face there, dude.
Yeah.
When the condom's not in the lake, right?
Yeah. When when the burger's been adequately cooked.
Sorry, I didn't know. I don't know if I mentioned the last user, but this one's Beige Brought Me Here.
Ah, good work, Beige.
Let's see here. This one's posted by Krakinski.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Ready
one
for
earlier.
The wink weekend, dude.
Everybody's working for the dig juice. Yeah, it's probably from like when he was in another costume. Maybe, or it looks like it. Doesn't he? He has like he has automatic costume posture.
Yeah. On the daily with some capris here, too, Daddy. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Okay, so this one's posted by Skullcrusher44. It's called The Shab Rogan Comedy Conflict. Now we're getting into the clips, Jin.
Okay.
So let's see.
I've always loved it. I've always loved coming here. It was like when I was like getting ready to go do a gig in Texas, I was like, oh, we're going to have some fun. We're going to Texas. It's the best. It's fun.
I have a Texas tattoo, for God's sakes.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know, dude.
Why do you have you a dragon? Know?
No, you but what happened?
Oh, I thought you were making fun of me.
No, but like, Texas.
We've seen this, right, before?
All the clips, when it's like all three of them, dude, they blend in so hard. Yeah.
Well, let's finish it.
It's like tattoo.
It's the only state when I start stand-up, I've never not sold out Texas. Every single show I do, I sell out in Texas. I love Texas.
That's why you got that tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Houston's good, man.
Houston's great.
San Antonio's dope. Yeah. I would move to, obviously, I'd love to be here, but I'd move to Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth is great. That's real Texas. Yeah. Fort Worth is great. Yeah.
Get some land.
Did the arena there last year.
Yeah, Fort Worth is right outside Austin.
It has been a problem, though, because there's
a lot of people come.
And some of them are just, you know. People are weird, like, that want a headline, and you know that they know. Like, you know that you're not really a headliner. Like, what are you talking about?
And me and Rogan had this conversation. I'm not there yet.
Condensation? Me and Rogan had this condensation.
It was raining outside when we were talking. And I took my favorite shoe, and I drank out of my favorite shoe.
I was talking to Rogan this morning. I go, I cannot listen to another podcast of you and anyone you've had at the club, the mothership, and how fun it is.
I know.
I go, it makes me want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah, because he doesn't give a shit about any of that, does he? He just does whatever the fuck he wants, and sometimes it works.
He does whatever he wants, and he's the leader of the pack.
Good. Yeah. What'd you rate it? How'd you rate it? On a scale to Brandon Schaub to 10, what'd you rate it?
Hard at that.
Look, Brendan's my boy, but he needs a handler. Yeah. He needs someone like me around him all the time. What are you going to do? Here's why. Yeah. And he'll go, yeah, you're right.
At or if you listen to the wrong people, which I've been, you know, guilty of, you listen to the wrong people, hey, you should do this or you should do this. And you realize they don't have your best interest in hand. Then you go down that road. And now,
dude, it's like, he can say whatever he wants when he's doing this. I'm just like, yeah, daddy, keep going, dude.
It makes sense when he does this shit. And fucking this whole, I know we've seen these things before, but the editing here, putting it all together, it's a really great, like, this is what has happened, you know, like on previously seen on Chains.
Yeah. It's very J. Cole versus Drake, or J. Cole versus Kendrick-ish, dude.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? It's the two, there's not a big three, there's just big B.
Oh, shit, dude. There you go. That's what that gets, dude. Let's
see. I don't talk to some of these people. I'm like, oh, what was I thinking? Why would I do that?
What about
not to? And my family was really mad at Joe. Really, man. I told Joe this. Like, my dad was pissed. My brother was pissed at him for that. Like, you see, you know, it's a little embarrassing.
Who is the most hated man on the internet?
His name is Hunter Moore. I don't
know. Brandon Schaub just went like this.
Dude, see, you can't fully hate. Rogan is funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a good show. He's a good host. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Yeah,
cool story, bro.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
What I say when people are fucking banging on him, dude. Cool story, bro. Actually, listen to that laugh. That's pretty funny laughing at B that way. It's contagious.
Good luck with that.
And I'm in Nashville next Thursday. Two shows, one night only at Zany's in Nashville. Then I'm at the Stepmothership Vulcan Friday, Saturday.
Great club, hate the name.
I only saw the first episode.
Shut the fuck up.
It's been out for 3 weeks.
No, I'm just watching it. I'm just watching it now.
What
shut the fuck up.
What episode?
Just watch that one.
He spoils everything.
No, those days are over, dude. You got to figure it out on your own.
Yeah. I think this time I just don't care. That's where I'm at. I got to be home more. I'm gonna pull back from touring so much, and I just got to be home, man. I got to. I can't miss Tigers games. Can't miss my Bostie growing up, baby girl. Just I can't do it anymore. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm freaking tired.
I will say this though.
What was
it? When I watched this shit, my family was pretty mad at Rogan for this. Like, my dad was mad. My brother was mad. My mom was like, I wasn't going to be hating on Rogan. But then it's like, dude, get fucking Schaub in the mothership, man. Mm-hmm. My whole family is furious now. Mm-hmm. We used to sit, and we would, every night, even though they're in a different part of the country, different
beans,
continent.
Beans. Oh, not now? Okay, sorry. No, that was good. Sorry. Keep going. My bad, dude. No. I thought I saw an opening there for a second.
I wanted you to keep going.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
I mean, I could do that for 10 minutes, Doug. Yeah, you know.
Every night.
Every night.
Yeah, I exactly. But I already said what I said.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I fully said it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to the next one, dude. I get sad when I think about all the times where people are gadooshing Shab, and dude, it's just like the guy is a beast on the mic, and they can't handle him.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, you said it well.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go to this one. This one's posted by Astro Creep Scoo. It's Steve-O brings up the Shab Brown fight with Ronda Rousey. Let's see here.
Okay, I have a question. Watching Travis knock out your unnamed ex-boyfriend, and he said that as you watched the fight, you felt like you could hear him say, like to this partially conscious, you know, dude, like, Ronda says, fuck you. And I'm dying to know, did he actually say that?
No.
This is what I like about Steve-O is that he seems to have pure, real joy when he discusses Brendan Schaub's, like, fucking mishaps and mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, like, with the, when he was talking with Tony Hinchcliffe about the paper cuts or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just dying laughing. And then, oh, no, we didn't lose internet, did we?
I think we lost the internet.
Hold on.
Wait, we keep talking, though.
Oh, yeah. So, and he's like, hey, is it true that... he's going to interview other people, just everyone. He's going to be like... he's going to be interviewing Jay. He's like, is it true that he flipped his whole truck? And when he was flipping it, he was like, I peed my pants. So I heard through the grapevine that there's one time where...
he's talking to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. There's one time where Shab's brother thought that you were him.
Carmelo's like, yeah, I mean...
that happened.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how Andrew Schultz talks like you, but he doesn't look like you? The master of the gadoosh.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with the internet. So maybe the streamables are gadooshed right now. So let's go on to the next clip. There was more to that one, but shout out to the chef. Check him out on Chains. Yeah. This one's posted by Icarus Lives. It's called Cleansed Kitchen.
Boom.
Let's see.
Oh my goodness. I burned it.
Oh my God.
This does burn! You're cooking in a burnt pan, you fucking dick!
Why is my...
oh my God, leave it!
That's like us watching it.
Yeah.
We know how Gordon Ramsay feels from watching chin clips.
Yeah, I definitely entered my Gordon Ramsay arc with fucking burger pizza, dude.
Can you imagine going to Chin's apartment as Gordon Ramsay and you're just like looking around, you're looking at his stuff. You know, the thing he does where he like wipes dust off his... he's like, dreadful.
Dreadful.
Disgusting. And he looks at the burger pizza and he's like, disgusting. Burger pizza.
Mayonnaise. What? Mayonnaise?
Why are the onions burnt on one side?
Let's see here. Oh, fucking shit. I think the internet's fucking with us right now, dude. All right, so we're back. Let's do this.
Nice.
Yo, leave it. Just fucking leave it. They're going to blow fire in your face, you fucking donkey. Keith.
Oh, my God. Chef,
get on the meat section and stay next to him and don't let him cook a fucking thing. And you, open those big eyes and watch what the fuck this guy's doing.
Yes, Chef.
Shut it and watch. Shut it.
It's funny they got that Sunkissed in the camera. Yeah. You know, I gotta have Sunkissed. I love Sunkissed.
Hey, Chin, is it true that you don't know how to cook at all, dude?
Fucking Steve-O.
Dude, yeah. Another character added to the show, Deedee.
Let's see here. Okay, so we might still have internet problems, but it'll be fine. Yeah. This one's posted by, I think, one of the mods, right? Thurman Merman? Isn't he mod?
Oh, yeah. Chings? Yeah. Great guy. Never met him.
Let's see what this is about. It's called Theo, Jelly Roll, Chris DeStefano, Schultz, Mark Norman, all owe their careers to Brendan. The delusion is insane. Oh, my God. Let's see.
He should have been an agent because he can see talent early. About 5 years before it happens.
Before it's full blown.
He saw it with Theo, sees it with you, sees it with so many people where he's just like, that guy's going to blow up.
Yeah. No.
Chris DeStefano.
Me and Bird were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Literally.
He'd always just be like, that guy, I'm telling you.
Mark Talent Norman, scout, dog?
He is.
But even before Jelly was big, if you went to Nashville, you had to check in with Jelly.
Yeah. So he was
they write themselves like Nostra Dumbass. Who else is a fucking predictor of talent? Geffen? How would you make...
I don't know, but I think it's funny that you have the... I think it's funny when people do like Black Scent without having the voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, when I go to Nashville, I have to check in with Jelly. You know? But Andrew Schulz would have been like, bro, I went to New York, bro. I had to check in with 50, bro.
Yeah. I had to hit my guy up real quick. You know, my boy. I had to hit my guy up, my boy.
Hey, when you go to New Jersey, your boy got to check in with Joey Coco, bruh.
Bruh.
You got to check in with the Uncle Coco, bruh.
Bruh's always got to check in with other bruhs. Like if I'm in a bruh city, bruh, I'm like, what up? I hit the phone hard, bruh. Blue on blue. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got iPhones, bruh, nowadays.
Yeah. I don't want to see no green bubble. Ew, bruh.
Green? Oh, I didn't know you was like that, though. Yeah. All
right. But that reminded me of Jelly Roll's brother, bro. Green Bubble?
Oh, yeah. For sure, Jelly Roll's brother, Ham Sandwich, has a green bubble.
No, his name is Green Bubble, dude.
And it's also his name, too. Yeah. No, I knew. I got it. That was good. But he also has green bubbles.
All right, let's see here. The internet's trying to gadouches left and right here.
Paint
here,
the narrative, dude, that my internet is bad.
Yeah, it will. Everyone
need
knows.
More Patreon subscribers so I can get better spectrum. Yeah. It's just a scheduled thing.
They schedule it right before they do it.
Yeah, this is us being shadow banned.
Yeah, right? We're being shadow banned.
My internet.
This one's posted by Important Jeweler 67. It's called Rick taking the absolute pest out of Charles Schwab to his face will always have a place in my heart. Let's see.
This has been great.
It's been fun, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. I'd hug you if I could.
I'll tell you what. Come here, man.
Really?
Yeah, come here.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Thank you. Thank you for so much for tuning in.
Only 1,000 can do it, dude.
Yeah, dude, I love Schaub's reaction, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm Schaub
like,
right here,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, no, I want to, like, cut back to what Schaub thinks. So yeah. Like, how does he react to something like this? Yeah. What is the director doing?
Well, let's see what he does.
Take your shoes off. My name's Rick Glassman. This is Charles Schwab. Please follow him at Brendan Schaub on Instagram. And you could also check him out on The Fighter and the Kid, or you could check him out on King of the Sting, or you could check him out on Stage, or you could check him out on the Showtime thing that he does, or just give him a call. I'll put his phone number up here. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Rick Glassman. And as always, have a snap nights.
That's good.
I'll tell you,
professional.
It's like piece together.
Yeah. Schaub's just like, cool.
Cool story, bro.
He does all of that. Schaub's like, great.
he's like, that's probably the best anyone's ever plugged me, dude.
In his mind, he's checking off all the things. He's like, wait a minute. He got all of them. Except for Food Truck Diaries.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it cool if I go?
Hey, Glassman, so there's this one time where you had Schaub on and you called him Charles. Did he like that?
Oh, man.
All right, let's see what this is about, dude. We got a shout out to the cappuccino, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, I saw this. This is a great one.
I haven't seen it yet. Let's see. This is posted by Brain Raza Alexandros. It's called J.J. Watt referring to a guy who claims to have had, quote, a cup of coffee in the NFL. Let's see.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will say, like, I played in the NFL for a cup of coffee because, like, they came in for their 3-week, 4-week training camp, got cut, and they never actually played in a real NFL game or something.
Wow.
But that's another big difference between Premier League and...
Yeah. It's crazy. Football players, dude, they're just like us.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we drink a lot of coffee. Yeah. Brendan Schaub drink coffee. And then I guess a lot of guys drink coffee while they're practicing.
That motherfucker homeless as hell, bro.
JJ Watts, confirmed homeless.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to JJ.
I think he was also in the Burt video, right? Wasn't he in that?
I don't know.
Doing the push-ups? As one of the Watt brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's like, enough of this shit. I got to speak up, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm sure both Watt brothers are homeless.
Yeah, dude.
Virtually identical.
We got, there's a lot of random chin cuts in here, dude. So apology for the jump scares to people. But this is OKCupcake8101 posted this one. It's called, I think the point of food is to keep it in your mouth and chew, but whatever. Pause, bro. Let's see here.
It's very delicious.
Oh, no. Why?
Damn. Yeah, dude. We got to, the mods have to do something about these clips on here, dude. Like, I don't like seeing it. Right?
He's not, I mean, that's like, what is that, the first time you've ever eaten a banh mi?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you're letting it fall out of your mouth, dude. What are you, Shab?
It's going everywhere, dude.
Need and a straw for that sandwich?
It's just disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know why you do this.
It's like so much protein is falling out of there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if I would understand if you let some of the shell fall, but.
Or is he like, go ahead.
It's like as if he doesn't want it to, too. It's like he's looking down like, how is this happening?
It does seem like that.
Yeah.
Or is it that he's like a comedic genius? He's like Jim Carrey style, food falling out of the mouth, being wacky, and, you know?
You know, if it smells like wacky and it looks like wacky, it might be wacky, mm-hmm. but he's being pretty serious. It's just one sense of wackiness happening.
I think you're right.
You see something wacky.
I just had to play the devil's assistant there.
Yeah. Right? And you know what? Do more power to you, B. You know, playing these clips is always dicey because it's a Showtime thing or a Bravo thing. But fuck it, dude. We ball. This is posted by OneUsual4460. It's from the Grammys to pulled hammies. The fall off needs to be studied. And it's a great shot, dude. I just want to marvel at this really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Slow-mo, Vanderpump Rules type deal.
Yep.
There we go.
I actually was on a Vanderpump Rules slow-mo shot, or what is it, set day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was so many hot chicks just everywhere.
Oh, really, dude?
Oh, really, dude?
That's cool.
Yeah,
dude. Nice.
It was a dark time. It was a special time, dude.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get back into some podcasting. That's what we discuss here, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one's posted by Brandon Puig 3. update on coaching Little League. Asterisk T has attitude problems.
Uh-oh.
Well, do you want to guess what's going to happen here or just want to let it roll?
His son's not playing hard enough.
Bro, I already have an issue with the fucking jersey.
Oh, what? Yeah, what does it say?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, why?
And he's got a King fucking Motorsport hat on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he just has the most shirts.
Yeah.
I used to think it was the shoes
because mm-hmm.
he's all in the shoes, but the amount of shirts that he has, sports jerseys in mm-hmm. particular, has got to be, I mean, how many closets does this guy have?
Yeah. You know?
How does he fit in them?
Only 1,000 closets can do it, dude. Let's see.
Well, and then he just started pitching and they had him starting pitcher and then batting fourth, right? So he's like a little Otani. And his mom knows baseball. Her side of the family, like, sleeps and lives. They know baseball. Her brother went very far in baseball. They went to all his games, travel. They know baseball. It's
like, say it once, bro. Yeah. We get it the first time.
We get it. And I feel like the reason he's saying it so many times
is because they don't know baseball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's actually, you know what? That is probably what it is. It's the opposite. But what I was thinking, in my painted narrative brain, was he's saying it over and over again because they're Latina, you know, like, you know, yeah. looking, he's doing coded Mexican stuff. Like, you know, Mexicans love baseball, yeah. dude. They're fucking balls deep.
Yeah.
So that's why I think he's doing
it. Oh, man. Let's see here. Baseball.
And when Tiger first started pitching, Joanna goes, he doesn't like pitching. I was like, what are you talking about? And when I'm a coach there too. So I just go, you know, I just go. They want Tiger to pitch and then. They had him start. Like,
I'm a coach there too, so I just go.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about. His brain doesn't work as fast as the words that come out.
Yeah.
So it's like he has these mannerisms he just always says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always like loves playing baseball. Sure. And then he would show some signs. We're like, dude, just throw it down the middle. What are you doing? Let's go here. And then yesterday at the game, I was like, hey, you're going to close out the game, man. We need you. Let's go. And you can tell his like demeanor's a little different. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So whatever, he does things, strikes out three guys, but he's like, his mood is awful. His attitude's awful. And that's not like him. Like, what the fuck? And even the coach is like, what's going on with him? Like, I don't know, man. So then goes in for the second inning, throws a strike, but he threw over, at this level, he threw over like 60 pitches, so I have to take him out. But his attitude's awful. I couldn't figure out. So
we get it, dude.
You're douching him a little bit now. His attitude was different.
The worst you've ever seen. I'm like, that is not my son. What the hell's going on here? And then
that is not my son.
You have to worry with Brennan that he really thinks that, though, like literally. Yeah. He's like, wait a minute.
He's Latino, right?
And we get back and I'm talking to him and I was like, I don't get it, man. You haven't been pitching that long. You can pitch, dude. Like, most kids can't throw strikes. You're striking kids out. How are you not excited about this?
What if deep fake story? He has a punchline at the end of this. Like, he goes, "What's going on, man? Like, why are you so different? Is it because?" And he pulls this off the table. And he's like, "You didn't have your rain today." Promo code shot.
Promo code shot. My wife, she knows baseball. Trust me, she knows it. All the baseball she knows, dude. I know rain energy works on my son when he pitches.
He keeps going. Yeah. That would be what he would do if he's funny.
Yeah.
God damn it! Throw some jokes in this story, Brandon.
Something else that works for my son: Magic Mind, dude. I force my son to have Magic Mind, rain, blue chew. He's hard as fuck out there pitching those balls, dude.
Look at the ridiculousness of the rain that's in. It's like blue and purplish and shit. Yeah. What flavor is that?
We need to get, bro, we need a bigger studio. We need more rain. We need fucking studio, more rain, right? Mm-hmm. Go for it. What are you going to say?
So I was going to say, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going to add more things. Right. I was going to finish myself.
My bad. You could, no, please go.
Rain, bigger studio, these chairs, Magic Mind, Black Rifle.
Blackfish,
an orca,
mm-hmm.
Pictures of
us with celebrities like Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Yeah. And Nanette with a bunch of guns pointed towards it. Right. Yeah. Dude. Kimbo Slice.
That would be amazing.
And then we could start slinging dick, dude. That's what I was going to say.
Someday, dude. Someday.
Yeah.
I want to do a spoiler alert. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The rain energy drink that's in his thing. I saw a clip. Already,
mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that's the new flavor, sour gummy worm.
Ooh,
right,
dude. Is it anything like cherry limeade? That, dude?
I don't know because I wouldn't, as I've said, drink that at gummy. But yeah,
they don't have cherry limeade there, dude. That's reserved for raccoon tweeties only.
Yeah,
dude.
You ain't got it. All right, you're not like that, bro. You're not like us, dude. There's levels to this shit
bro.
We don't have internet here, dog.
Our studio comes with no internet plan, bro.
We ain't got nothing on the walls, B. Side these stickers, bro.
He was like, I don't know. And I don't know if he didn't want to like...
Or maybe he didn't understand what was going on with himself.
He did. Well, the thing is, and what I realized last night is, A, I was missing the signs. He doesn't like pitching.
Mm.
But I was like, no, do it. Like, the team needs you. You're going to do this. So that's on me.
Notice how the one on the right or the on our left is just there.
It's a gun, dude.
It's a gun, dude.
This is a gun pointed at his son. Yeah. The CT is scary.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like pitching? Oh, that's interesting because I just drank out of my favorite shoe and I'm feeling a little different.
And there's ladies in the crowd tonight.
Yeah, he's pointing to the look at the ladies in the crowd tonight. You're gonna do bad in front of them. You're gonna pitch.
Got a lot of ladies in the bleachers.
And B, and he said this. He goes, just because I'm good at something doesn't mean I have to do it.
Damn.
Yep, big boy statement.
Damn.
And I was like, but you do, right? No, yeah. I didn't say that. And then, But C, what I realize is he doesn't know how to deal with failure. And when I think
failure. I can't even say it the way he said it.
Failure, dude.
I think he said failure, but that's almost right. He said, I don't know.
He said failure.
And then, but C, what I realize is he doesn't know how to deal with failure. Mm-hmm. And when I think
failure,
he almost got it.
Failure.
I think he got closer than I thought. Yeah. Originally, but it sounds weird.
Still. Yeah. Call me 1,000, dude.
Back on all the stuff we've done. So jiu-jitsu dominated right away. Dominated. Gifted, right? Nobody beat him ever. They took everybody down. Football, undefeated. Never had any issues. MVP. No issues at all. baseball. He's only 8 months in, made the All-Star team, made a travel team, MVP of the team, didn't know how to fail.
MVP.
Now it's different, a little more competitive. He's never pitched before. A lot of that he's gotten off with his athletic ability. He's put a lot of work in. Pitching, you can't. You just because you're big, strong, and faster.
Pitching gets yourself some ways too.
But pitching is, you got to have the mechanics. And he doesn't have those tools. So when he throws a ball or, you know, he's down on the count, he doesn't know how to manage it. So he's getting really frustrated.
Today, Junior. Some boring shit. He's not even messing up words. I'm just bored by it.
Yeah, I'm pretty bored.
God damn.
I want him to start talking about orcas, dude. Or something like interesting, dude.
So he wasn't good at pitching, so I took him to SeaWorld again.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah! And so I brought my air wands out, and we started fucking eating fish together, dude.
Yep.
Frustrated. And like, there's so much pressure.
Yeah.
And he just, you know? And I was talking to the head coach last night, and he's like, dude, T just laughs nonstop. He's the life of the team. He has so much fun. He's hitting home, doing his thing. And he goes, if you've noticed this season, he's not smiling as much. Mm. He's like, the only thing that's changed is pitching. I was like, all right. Mm. So then last night, T was just about to go to bed. I woke him up, like, hey, buddy. Because we had this long talk about his attitude. And I just told him, I said, hey, you're not going to pitch anymore. Mm. And he was so relieved.
Wow.
And I couldn't sleep. I felt so bad. I'm like, how did I not see
this?
It's
all right. It's because.
Oh, man. I know how you didn't see it. You're drinking too much Tiger Thing. Yeah. No. It's just because you're dumb.
Yeah. So I was hoping that he would pull the rein out and be like, you're going to keep pitching. But here's a free rein.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think you're going to like it after you have a sip of this. Sour gummy worms by Rain.
Try some Ozempic.
Don't know until you know. Until he shows
signs. I think everybody else could see it. But I think because of the level of sports I played, I'm like, no, do it, dude. Like, this is what we need.
Grind through.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep just because I was like, how did I not see these signs? You know, I felt bad.
You already said this. Yeah,
dude.
What the fuck? There's no repeating in baseball. There's no baseball in repeating.
Also, from where I come from in sports, it's like, yeah, it's going to be tough. You figure it out. Yeah. But at eight, when it's taking the FUD out of it, like the reason
The FUD, dude. You always have to have FUD.
Dude, you know that's why I like this show, because it's fucking FUD, dude.
Yeah, you don't play baseball for the fucks of it. For the FUDs of it. Oh, man.
It's a never-ending stream of fucking bullshit here.
Mm-hmm. The F in the back is for FUD.
I was wondering that whole time, like, why is there an F? Oh, because he's a fighter.
And it's red.
He has fun doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Papi, I like how your outfit matched the F behind you.
Listen, bro.
It's the same color as a hot Cheeto, Papi.
I would stop, but right. I felt awful. Awful.
Well, you
I apologized
don't
on this
know,
morning.
Though, until you. Sometimes it's really easy to miss those signs.
I think part of the problem is because I'm so close to him, I'm always with him and with the team, and you know, so.
So you didn't.
The eye roll, dude, is dope. You saw that? I'm always with him and with the team.
So. I work so hard. You know, I can't be expected to just know people don't like to do things they tell me they don't like to do.
Yeah, like I wasn't, but you like to do it. Sometimes you don't like to do it.
Dude, this is what I haven't seen it, but we were talking about. We've been waiting for something like this.
Yeah, I think this is an old clip though.
Oh
so.
Fuck! All right,
it's posted by Max Power Bike.
Obviously, fuck.
It's called O.J. Simpson Dies at 76. He was accused of murdering Hollywood actress Nicole Kidman. I don't think I've ever seen this though. Let's see.
From correct. Crime.
Like O.J. Simpson can't make money off.
When he was in jail, he couldn't make.
He couldn't. No.
Like you can't profit off of the crime that you committed. No.
But like I thought he has that thing with the NFL where he gets money.
OJ does. He retired. That's different though. But that's just football.
Yes, football. It's not.
Like, I know, but they're not paying him because he murdered Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, dude! I don't think I have seen that before,
dude.
That was great. They're not paying him because he did that. I mean, he's not like dating Miley Cyrus's daughter or anything like that.
I mean, we're not praising OJ because he killed fucking Kate Winslet, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Play, still going.
Fuck. Paying him because he rushed for 2,000 yards for the Buffalo Bills.
I know, but like while he was in prison, he was still getting that money.
Yeah.
So that money.
I like how they were like, we're not going to address the Nicole Kidman thing, dude.
He probably talked to them. He's like, guys, listen, you're great, but you got to stop making fun of me.
He's like, I'm going to fuck up names, dude. That's my thing.
Bro. Something about my show, two things, all right? I came here to fucking talk, or I came here to fuck up names and chew bubble gum. Let me tell you something. I never had any bubble gum.
I got nicotine, daddy. This one's posted by Haphazard, one of our guys. Mm. It's called He Learned It From You, Bappa. He Learned It From You.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to guess what it is or no? I think it's cutting chicks. People. Fucking chicks. Or cutting people off, I think.
Oh, yeah.
As I was cutting you
You're
off.
Smart. No, yeah. No, no.
Let's see here.
You You're saw a fight in your head.
No, Tiger the other day, people were from school. He rolls down the window. He sees his friend. He's like, Ty. Ty, I'm like, damn, dude, what are you doing? He's like, my friend. I'm like, which friend? He's like, chocolate, the kid with chocolate face.
Amazing.
Whoa!
Because it's not racist.
Whoa!
Because it's not.
Yep, you're right. Best brains. That is an insane thing to say.
Dad.
Why would your son say chocolate face? How old is his son? I feel bad that I just said it right now.
I know. That's two words that shouldn't. Chocolate City? Okay, that's cool, right?
Washington, well, yeah, that's DC. The nickname, yeah.
Nobody's going around being like, my name is Gerardo, but my friends call me Chocolate Face. Those aren't your friends, daddy.
Yeah, dude. That is very strange.
Yeah.
I don't race. Think you produce a child, though. But
there's not a racist bone
it's
in
so
his body.
It's so weird, bro.
I rolled the window.
It's hilarious.
You need to lay low.
Yeah,
but you don't call your new friend Chocolate Face.
Yeah, but you know when it's something like that. You know it's like
the parents.
Like a kid.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
Oh, that's what
you
he learned.
All right?
I'm dumb. Not to interrupt him.
I learned it by watching you.
You know how people are doing that nowadays? They do like, they'll make themselves, a girl will make herself
they're
like
trans-racial?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, they go
Johnny Depp.
They oh, go they really go chocolate crazy. Face?
Oh. How do we not see this stuff coming, dude?
Oh my God,
oh,
dude.
Jeez. Fuck Hap.
Oh,
you fucking mad genius.
Fucking Hap, dude.
He's just in the lab. He's like Kanye West. What's that with lyric? I was four summers. Just creating fucking this is Vultures 3 of Brennan Child.
Vultures 3 by Haphazard.
So that's what it's called, Chocolate Face.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like actors used to do it, you know?
Yeah. Back before black people.
Yeah, they do chocolate
so,
face.
So, yeah, did she get
all right, enough. Stop
oh
saying
my
it.
God, dude.
but to him, it's just a, like chocolate.
Yeah.
Like my chocolate friend.
Yeah.
I saw you on Snapchat with Theo. There's just the, you know, Snapchat is like the worst. It's worse than TMZ.
With me with Theo?
No.
Chris?
Oh. He's like trying to, Eric's like, all right, okay, that's enough of the chat. Can we, I said Snapchat though, right, guys? I mean, they're all in their 50s. We all are on Snapchat, right?
Chris D'Elia's like, oh, thank God he's changing the subject. Snapchat. He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, oops. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, when Chop got the C-clamps out and they start rotating, it's going to be different, daddy.
Bro, when I get back on Snapchat, bro.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's see the next clip here, dude. Great clip, Hap. As you can see, the internet does not like us today. Get this fucking red bar for every clip here. This is another Haphazard clip, dude.
He's watching.
It's called He Flipped His Truck So He Was Invited to Race a Class 1 Vehicle. All right. Your computer hates us, dude. Is the Class 1 vehicle a fucking bug? Let's see.
I'm laughing at that. I love the player check thing. I don't know what it is or why it happens, but it makes you so bad.
Let's see.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. Now, last time you saw me, I flipped my TRX.
Oh, no!
It was terrible. One of the worst moments of my life. Oh. But something good did come out of this whole mess.
Fox News, daddy.
Boy, Matt Martelli called, who owns the Mint 400 and has an extensive background in off-road racing.
Matt,
first
guy,
of
dog.
All, dude, that dude, this beard is real, dude.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Why can't he shave one side?
Do you think he accidentally shaved this off?
You know what I really think it is, dude?
What?
He's been doing so many C-clamps that his fucking beard is starting to become a C-clamp. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious. Yeah, it is kind of. It is like a C. He has a C on his face.
Dude.
Wild.
If he didn't have a three, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you were like, I know what you were saying.
Two C's, three C's right there. It came from him, dude. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Three C's. I did not see that coming. If I said I had a C on my face, you would agree.
You would agree.
Goes, dude, you're building some crazy vehicles, a lot of horsepower, and you need to learn how to properly drive these things so you don't get hurt and so you can have some fun. I went, let's do it. Show me the ways. I went, what do I do? He goes, well, we're going to connect you with some of the best off-road racers in the world, and you should probably compete in the MIP 400. I said, say less. Next thing
say
you know,
less, I get flown say down. Less. He was telling me there's a bag on the floor. I said, I'm going to scoop that up. Say less. He like would use that in a boardroom meeting. Remember how he said like people on his board for mm-hmm. the show? They're talking about numbers. And he's like, say less, King. We are investing in the food trucks.
So then I went to Nashville. You know, I got to check in with Jelly Roll when you're in Nashville. Say less. Did that, you know, scooped up the bag, mm-hmm. drove up on a fucking bug class one.
Hey, Brandon, what did you say when they were like talking about that mint race? When
say less, bro. Say less, King.
Weren't you like behind Brendan Chom during that whole race and then he got last place? What was that like?
Let's see. He's just so happy.
Arizona, I linked up with the Rigid Race team and they put me in a class one car. These things are fast. These things are wild. It was so much fun. So I'm telling my buddies, they saw me post all the cool highlights in Arizona, me doing my thing, you know. And BJ Baldwin, Ryan at Kibbe Tech, everyone's like, dude, Kibbe. Class one's wild. Your first racing me in a class one vehicle? And I was like, this is what everybody does, right? He's like, no, dude, that's insane. And BJ was like, dude, it took me years before I got a class one. I was like, I'll figure it out. But being in that class one car, it was so much fun. I thought that's what you did. So much horsepower, so fast. The suspension's
on. You know, one thing I'll say about Brennan is he fully commits to bits sometimes.
Yeah.
Like this whole truck thing and driving thing, he is really trying very hard to get it to be like his thing that he does.
Yep.
He's driving in the desert somewhere, some car. I'm keep saying class one, which is a little bit tilting, but he's doing it.
Yeah.
He's doing something.
Class one with three C's, daddy. Let's see.
Unreal. You're clearing rocks and mountains you didn't even think was possible. I thought that was just what everyone did. So fast forward, a few months goes by. Your boy's putting in the training, putting the time, getting used to the vehicle. I cannot wait. I arrive in Vegas, and I find out that the Rigid vehicle is having massive issues, and it's not going to be ready to race.
No.
This happens. So this is nothing new to them. It's devastating to me. So I was like, all right, what do we do now, man? I'm dying inside. I'm like, what? I've wasted my time. I've wasted my team's time. My manager, my brother's here. He was all excited. He's been training with me. I was like, the trip's ruined. So your boy's feeling down. I don't have a car, but put in all this work. And then who do I?
My mustache looks like a C.
It sounded a bit like a Rigid residency, dude. It's not going to happen. Get that street princess in the dirt. All you need to do to fix a Rigid car, you know what to do. You turn off traction control, you go Baja mode.
No, Brendan, stay in traction control.
I'm going Baja mode.
It flips it. He flipped the Rigid truck. That's what happened.
Run into my friend for 15 years, the great Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
There's another post on Chang's where Donald Cerrone doesn't follow Brendan Schaub.
Doesn't follow him?
Yeah.
Hilarious. 15 years and he can't even get a follow?
Yeah, but I'm not a numbers guy, dude. And he follows so many other people.
Yeah.
He goes, I got this Volkswagen Bug, dude. I've raced it before. Fun. He goes, it's going to be tough. You know, it's a stick shift. You're going to see every bump, every rock. It's going to take a lot more brains and brawn and power to finesse this thing to get this through the track, through this entire MIP 400. The guys were like, man, if you can get through the MIP 400 and Volkswagen Bug, you can do this, my man.
If you don't die...
Let's finish it off.
So let's do it. Next thing you know, I'm signed up for the MIP 400.
All right.
Impressive, dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean.
Very impressive.
Only 1,000 can do it, dude. Mm.
Even less than that, I think.
400, I think. yeah, so what we do on the Patreon, we wait for 3 episodes of Toontown to drop, and then we're going to review. We have part 1 out already. You know what I mean? Because it didn't come from us if it's not 3 episodes, you know? But we'll be watching and reviewing those. That was a little sneak peek. 2 minutes and 43 seconds of a hot 11-minute episode that usually takes about 4 or 5 months to film, right?
Yes. It could even be a year.
Yeah. It could be a year. But let's move on to the next chin clip. That was a... Would you race or no?
In a, one of those Volkswagen, sure.
In a hybrid Corolla, dude?
In last place.
Yeah. And in last place is Mr. Cooney with small teeth and big gums. All right, this one's posted by Future Addendum 4105. It's called Bapa Catching Strays on Eric Bischoff's podcast. New chef at Chang's couldn't help but notice EB's guest mentions an unnamed former UFC fighter buying views on socials and begging him not to do it and ignoring the advice. Beast.
It's a WWE guy, Eric Bischoff.
Oh, never heard of him.
I mean, I get your ego.
So there's a I know a lot of guys who have worked at the UFC for so long. I'm not going to mention the name. I don't want to embarrass this person, but they have Chael Sonnen envy because their channel is nothing like as well as Chael Sonnen's or Michael Bisping's. And they were like, well, I'm just going to buy views. And I begged this person not to. And I walked them through exactly why this is a terrible, terrible idea. Like, well, I've got a sponsor who's paying me 20 grand. I'm going to reinvest 10 in boosting it. I was like, just doesn't work like that. You can't game the system. What you can do, and there's a facility on the back end of YouTube, is that if you have a 30-second promo, you could boost that. But that's basically an advertisement. That's no different from saying this Saturday on pay-per-view, you know, Hogan versus Sting at Starrcade, don't miss it. But what you can't do when you buy views for your actual videos, you are baffled. YouTube has 6 algorithms. All they do is trying the best they can every day to serve the right content to the right people. And when you add thousands of bots into it, you're giving them shit information. You're muddying the waters, whatever analogy, you're fucking yourself over.
Bet on yourself, dude. Fuck this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Dude,
I'm sure he's a marketing genius like Shab. Like, who is he? Some British guy with sauce on him?
Yeah, just dude. Oh, is that your fucking takeaway, dude? Sorry for cussing so much, but I'm just livid. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Brendan, I think I know how to do it, right? Because I just started. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, dude.
Shut up.
Suck me off, dude. That's what Brendan's going to say to him.
Can you freaking like mod a truck?
Yeah.
Then what are you even doing here?
Yeah, dude.
Right?
How many shoes do you own?
What kind of car do you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a car? I drive a truck.
My life's got salsa all over it, dude. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
And Oh, you don't want bots with fat asses commenting on your shit? I'm sorry. I can't help you then there, dude.
Yeah, dude. Go back to wrestling, WCW or whatever.
Yeah. Eric Bischoff. What is that? A fucking biscuit with salsa on it?
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Banger and Mash. You fucking bitch. Sorry, I'm so mad right now.
I know. It's okay, man. Chill out. It's all right, dude.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm not even mad anymore.
Okay.
This one's posted by a deleted account. It's called Why Is He Like This? I hope it's not pee pee stains in the front, dude.
Oh, no.
I think it might be.
I remember that, like, this guy looks really familiar, though.
Oh, the guy in the here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, have you seen this clip yet?
I don't know.
It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is this Chris's son?
Oh, yeah.
Schultz's kid. I've seen this,
yeah. Oh, God. You can't do that.
What?
You're giving it away.
What?
What?
That you really think that's funny.
No,
I don't even get it.
Well, he has a baby girl, and that was a boy.
Okay.
People call him Waluigi.
Who?
Schultz.
Oh, really? Nah,
I started that. It's whatever.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Waluigi? Oh, like on... Yeah, okay, I get it. Right, wow. What's
like, full-on clear evidence of CTE, right? This is what you'd show the judge, the jury. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't get it, and then... He says he started it.
Wait, you guys put him on Adderall? What the fuck?
God knows what Adderall really does to him. Oh, he's on so many different things. They're counteracting each other, dude. But his brain is sharp.
Yeah, nicotine is helping out at least. All right, so this one's posted by Jabronified, which is a great username, dude. Jabronified, best brains for the arts. It's called Dicey Dicey. Whatever happened to Rink's announcement that he was going to be a weekly regular in Texas on Louder with Grifter? Let's see. It's Anthony Jeselnik.
I've seen this one, I think.
I haven't seen this yet.
Who's that fucking loser who's going through the worst divorce of all time right now? Steven Crowder.
I've never even heard of that guy.
So lucky. He's like, if Joe Rogan seems too confusing, they like Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder tried to be a stand-up. He was a stand-up and was the worst stand-up of all time. And then was like on Fox News as the funny one. And he got fired because they were like, you're not funny at all. And now he's going through like an insane divorce and losing all kinds of money. And it's hilarious. But I was at the Comedy Cellar when he auditioned. The owner had seen him on Fox and was like, I'd like a conservative voice. And then I got to watch him just eat the hottest of hot dicks for 5 minutes on a Sunday. And every time I see him being like, blah, 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 democracy, I laugh thinking about what a fucking loser he is. We got to get him on the pod, Aaron. Got to get Tucker. I want Steven Crowder's wife on the pod with the kids.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. He'll light you up. I, as I said before, I've done a full 180, or I should say 360 to mess it up. But yeah, no, I mean, he's just coming out of the kitchen with fire when we pull those clips up.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to whenever somebody asks me who's your favorite comedians, I'm going to go Anthony Jeselnik.
With three C's, right?
With three C's, dude. Yeah.
There's three C's in his name.
Now. Yeah. It's typically spelled with a K, but really the K represents two other C's, you know?
Yeah.
So it's Jeselnik. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it would be cool, dude.
I know. I'm sorry. Holy shit, dude. I almost said the wrong thing. Yeah, dude, that was weird. What, did you see that? It was,
you know. Edit it out, champ.
I got C clamps on it, dude. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
This one's called RIP Hollywood. It's posted by Chigsby. Let's see what this is.
But I do think Max can win this fight. I will take Max as the underdog. I get it done via decision. I think Max stays on his bike, peppers him with the jab, doesn't engage in these huge combos with Justin where he's going to get clipped. I think he's learned from his fight at 55 with Dustin Poirier, and I don't think he plays that game. I think he learned from that with Dustin Poirier, and he fights smart and calculates, stays on the outside. He has the skill to do it, and I do think he's an overall better boxer than Justin Gaethje. I think it shows in this fight, and I don't think it's crazy exciting, but I think Max Holloway wins via decision.
Grim Reaper came a knock and B.
I'm assuming Max Holloway lost that fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or won the fight.
No, or lost.
Lost, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I mean, from the clip, you gotta guess lost.
You gotta guess.
Took the L, B. Sorry, knock your mic. I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
I'm out of control, dude. I'm sorry.
Cut to me, I'm bleeding. I'm like, it's all fine, dude. Oh, man. All right, well, I'm feeling more redacted already. Let's see here. This is posted by Haphazard. It's called Highlights from the Chin Vlog. You know this is going to be fucking jam-packed with good content, B.
You know,
yep.
Give me some gunfire,
mm-hmm.
Some gunplay.
Let's see.
Get 10% off your entire order and grab some of these as well.
We back! And there's a helicopter right there.
Why are the cops always after him, dude?
Yeah, well, because they know where the crime is, B.
Yeah. Sir, put down the condom fish.
I mean, he signaled to me that we're going to catch fish, so let's do it. So what I do is, like, I'll...
Sir, put down the burger pizza.
Control from this bank all the way down... Let's see if I get a fight. At this moment, I'm trying to go fish, but I also have a work call in like 10 minutes. So it's kind of a struggle, but let's see what I can do before I do the work call. Let's see if I can troll and do the work call. You know what? No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to freaking do the work call first. Gosh dang it. You know what? Screw it. I'm putting one line out. This. This crankbait, I'll put it out, we're trolling. And I'll do the work call as we troll. So I'm gonna keep trolling at about 2 miles per hour and do this work call. All right, talk to you guys later. So you guys might see me catch a fish right now. We shall see. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun, you know, I'm out. Fishing. He has like the energy of that guy who's scared of his girlfriend on Twitter. Right? Fishing's good. We're having a lot of fun.
Trout,
Bass, crappie, bluegill, everything. I'm actually making a video now. You can see that. Yeah.
What if it was like Barack Obama, fucking Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos on the call?
I think it's funny that he does like a Microsoft Teams meeting with all the people at Thick Boy. All right, guys, like a Zoom, like they're in fucking tech, Silicon Thick Town.
We're working on thumbnails. What are you up to, Chin? He's like, I'm fishing.
Calabasas is the Silicon Valley of the
Redacted podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm lost in the wilderness.
I'm trying to make a video if I can catch a fish, but yeah.
Riveting.
Oh my God. Just a quick update, no fish, still trolling. So we're gonna keep trolling all the way down to the dam and see what happens. But you know, I gotta be honest, I'm not feeling that confident. However, I do feel like there's a chance. So we shall see. We shall see.
You think, so like Chin is like doing this fishing bit and he's talking about fish a lot. Do you think Brendan stole the fish thing from Chin?
No, I think Brendan showed Chin blackfish.
Okay.
And he just jumped the shark and was like, you know what, dude? I'm hungry.
Hilarious. Yeah, I'm hungry. He watched blackfish and he got hungry. That's a hilarious take to think watching blackfish would get you more. And not just fishing, but also eating fish.
Yeah.
You see this horrifying document. I got to get a fish sandwich. I gotta eat an orca.
Look at this condom.
It's kind of hard to tell, but the water is really murky. It's very like brown. Yeah. It's
disgusting.
Then why are you fishing in it?
Ugh.
I mean, can you guys see? I'm not sure if that affects the fishing or not, but that's what I'm gonna blame. It's because it's too murky. Yeah.
Google.
No fish were caught.
Ever heard of it?
All right. Well, that was blogbussa. Didn't even catch a fish, dude. I feel like we have more Chin shit to come coming down the pipe, too. So dude. It was a rough week in Chin land, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know what to do when that happens. Strap the fuck in.
Yep. Turn off traction control. Go Baja mode.
Mm-hmm.
Flip your truck. All right. So this one's an eye roll emoji posted by Successful Capital 217. Yeah, dude, there's been YouTube videos already about this episode and I listened to the whole episode cause I had nothing to do one day.
Right.
And yeah, it's a lot of just Schultz cringe, dude.
Oh no.
Yeah. He strapped the fucking daddy. Let's see here.
Boys. He goes, I stare at my sneakers sometimes for 30 minutes before I put those motherfuckers on.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, but he always wins. It's like, dude, when I'm taking the lid off that cold plunge, as I'm taking it off, he's like, don't do it, don't do it. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Good.
I can't wait till they show my boy, man.
Oh, bro. I don't think they're going to show him.
Fuck, bro. She.
I'm standing on Bidney, B.
Dude, he's so cold, though. He like, you know, my boy is so cold. He like one of them Rogan ice plunges. Ski yeet.
Iced out.
Three more episodes of Shogun. I set my watch, blip, 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 and I climb right in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because I get through it every day, I start the day off with a win. I won. I beat the inner bitch.
Yeah.
I conquered the inner bitch. I got in there, and then I do the workout. That's win number two. You know. Yeah. So by the time the day is over, I've done shit that most people will never do.
What your entire life, bro?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, dude.
They're always in. It's always in comparison to other people too.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? I thought you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Comparison is a thief of joy.
Meanwhile, fucking, what is the thing about flattery and mockery? Mockery is flattery or whatever. You know it.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, dude. Flattering you.
Yeah. Flattering is the highest form of mockery, dude. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, there's no sharp tools in this cram box, dude. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see here. This is posted by Astro Creep Scoo. It's another show, another award show, no mention of Brendan Schaub.
Damn.
Just trying to gadoosh my boy, but, you know. I mean, Jelly Roll is 40% of this fucking screen right now, dude.
40 is a pretty high number.
How did he even fit on that stage? I mean, dude.
Boom.
I stand here God. Wishing I was sitting.
Shout out to my brother, elementary school. All right, let's see.
I stand here tonight, a man that plans to party on 6th Street and go to the comedy mothership. I'll see you later.
Get crazy.
I heard you're going to 6th Street.
Listen, you know, I've been known to find my way to the comedy mothership here and there. If I don't make it tonight, kill Tony's tomorrow. We're going to go hang out with Tony Hinchcliffe.
I love it,
all
man.
All right. We're going to be there, dude. Tony Hinchcliffe and the kid Tony Day if we make it. My brother Jelly Roll, who's also named Jelly Roll, is going to be there. We're both.
Yeah, my cousin Fishbait's in town, so I think he's going to roll by too.
It's so great to be here. I keep winning these awards, mate. Okay.
Some of the audience is kind of torn with our Jelly Roll jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of them are. I don't read the comments, but
oh, yeah.
There's one time I read the and it was like there's people that were like, "Hey, stop talking about my boy Jelly Roll like that."
Sorry, cool story, bro, but we're gonna keep
yeah,
it,
dude. Funny wins, dude, and we got 3 C's on us, so we have to, you know.
Yeah, Jelly Roll sucks.
This next one's posted by Hey Mark Wigsky. It's called Please Watch This Ad Read and Try Not to Laugh. Do we do that or do we just let it loose?
I'm not going to try not to laugh, dude.
All right, let's see what happens.
Sorry. Bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code FIGHTER. The crown is yours.
Guys, do you have a gambling problem? If so, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. If you're in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, though, help is available for problem gambling as well. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/MMA for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources.
Fuck. You're gonna Robert Whittaker.
I did try not to laugh. I reverse psychology myself.
Yeah.
But that is so long
yeah.
to have on a show. Mm-hmm. Do the advertisers think that people are like, fuck yeah?
I think it's a legal thing. They have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just,
it, yeah.
I hated every second of that.
I mean, dude, they must be making bank off these fucking sports betting websites to really? Allow that a minute long spiel in a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. You got the best brains, baby.
Yeah, dude. Use promo code Gerard at whatever. Put my fucking dick inside the sportsbet.com.
Put my dick inside the sportsbet.com. That's a real site.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. Google it, dude. 1-800-3-C's. I'm just going to keep saying 3 C's this whole episode. Let's see. That's here. Good. This one's posted by Skullcrusher44. It's the Street Trucks interview, dude. Are you excited? I'm fucking stoked. I haven't seen any of this yet.
No, I haven't seen it.
Look at that Ford Lightning B.
Oh, yeah. I recognize it now.
Mm-hmm. Shit is legit. What? This this is for your feet right here?
I don't know.
It's kind of like a little different.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. Is it to climb into the back, you're saying?
To climb into the... Maybe it's like you got multiple points of access back, fucking front.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably something to do with the blowers or the... Skippy dibs.
It'll definitely keep you busy for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
What's up, guys? I'm Brendan Schaub. This is my 2004 Ford Lightning. I bought it with only 20,000 miles on it. This is the holy grail. When I was in high school, this thing was an icon. Now I'm older, I can afford it. I found one. I found a pretty good one. I'm obsessed with this vehicle. I can't leave it stock. So it started off with the Wilwood brake kit, front and back. We left the stock wheels in the front, those 18s.
Gotta do stock, dude.
Yeah, keep the stock wheels in the front. Gotta put the motherfucking bag in the back. Yeah, yeah, my footrest is weirdly placed on my truck. You know what I'm saying? Everything was stock.
20,000 miles. CPU didn't work. Had to take it to the Latinos. They was eating hot Cheetos.
And I got a fast truck. I can park it and talk about it.
Slow-mo driving off. Street trucks, magazine interview.
I thought about buying this in high school geography class, but now I
watch a Jeffrey Dahmer dog.
There's a, yeah, he's like, and I got my truck out here because we're going to catch a murderer, y'all. He's like going after him.
Where's Hitler? Let's see here.
Racing wheels with Mickey Thompson slicks, 315s in the back. As far as the engine goes, we're about 700 horsepower at the crank.
Oh, yeah.
You have a 2.9 Whipple supercharger.
Whipple.
Yes. Pulleys, exhaust, headers, a snake eater, injectors as well.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, dude. You got to take this in slowly. Pause.
You're right. The Flowhard fucking something injectors, dude.
Whipple belts, dude.
Snake injectors, I think.
Snake eater injecting yours.
Yeah, the snakers.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, dude.
Good.
It's a lot of fluid with the new supercharger on there. So the snake shot, the snake eater. So this thing's going
to
be a little banshee.
I thought I made that up in my head. Good.
Good.
When I'm done with it. So it's a fun truck. Looking forward to it.
Mm.
Great song.
Yeah, dude. He saw the bag on the floor. He scooped it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Different. All right, this is the part of the show where we should stop, but we're going to keep going. We still have like 10 clips to go, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, let's see. This one's posted by Hey Mark Wigsky. It's called We Get It, Brian. You're not racist. You bet 3,000K grand on Jam Ill. We get it. All right, let's see.
I'm going to go.
So it's just hard to bet.
I have a thing about Alex Jamal Hill. I'm going to go with Jamal Hill. I'll tell you another reason.
Because he's black?
No, sir.
I beat you to it, huh?
I don't see colors.
What else you got?
I don't see colors, sir. I believe Jamal Hill has a bit of a championship mindset.
You know what's fucking stupid about that statement at this level at UFC 300?
What?
Is you're assuming the guy who's a multi-divisional champion
is not that.
Doesn't, you fucking moron, right?
Now, hold on. You have a thing for Alex, and I understand why. I do, too. I love the way he looks. I love his head.
Well, I don't think he's that handsome.
You know what I love about Jamal Hill?
Yeah.
Every time he wins, he goes, I got so much work to do. He's always going back to the drawing.
He's bored. He's just so mad.
Always going back to the drawing board. I want to put...
I want the record show. Brian only does this if it's a black guy.
I don't.
You only fall in... To me, this is so black and white. Like when you look at their literal credentials, it's
the chaplain in the studio is like, dude, stop.
He comes in. He's like, what? He pulls a fire alarm.
Doing a rosemary or rosary just over and over again.
He's doing anything he can. The chaplain's smoking a blunt. Just like, I'll try anything. Maybe this will stop.
I need spirits to help him right now, dude.
So black and white, no pun intended. Whenever it's a black guy, you won't shut the fuck up.
That is not true.
I get
true.
Your obsession with everything. I get it.
No, I bet I get with it. Russians. And I bet on Russians.
I get all
Jim
that.
Strap beard.
Brian will jack off to any black guy, whatever sport it is.
I need my money back. What am I down? Am I down $3,000?
$3,000.
Yeah.
So do you want to go three?
Yeah.
Called hole?
I got to get my money back.
I've spent the money already on car parts.
Yeah, I know you have.
Yeah.
I know you have. That hurts me. I need my money back.
So $3,000 to get even?
Because I know you. I need to put a governor on how much money you spend on all the bullshit in your trucks.
Mm-hmm. The only favorite I'm taking is Alex. And that one, to me, is very black and white. And it's, I just don't like what I'm seeing.
Because sometimes guys have injuries. And like, that's a very early time to come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
no, very no, don't backpedal now because you were just,
I ain't.
No, it's sweet black skin and
no,
moves
I didn't
like
say
water.
That. No, I never, because his body, like I'm not that turned on by his physique. There are black guys who, you know, obviously.
He's going to go into it now. Remember earlier on when he was said that I like the way he looks, because you know, he's like the kind of guy that has like, you know, his head, like the way it's shaved, like the way, you know, it looks like it like the way it hits the sun. And
yeah.
Like, he's going to do that now though.
He's got a 10 pack.
I you know, I'm a gay man, but he doesn't trigger my gay.
No, he's not first team all.
No, he's not. No, he's soft, but he's I like his hair like that. Did he play any college basketball? Or was it just high school?
That's racist.
No, because he was ball. That's was his, basketball was his thing. Homeboy's got homeboy's athletic.
Don't call him homeboy either, man. Fuck's sakes.
Come on.
Hold on. Let's.
You're the one who brought this hold black on. White. Hold thing on. In.
Let, but let Chin brings up a picture of Jamal Hill, who is a African American. Right away, Brian goes.
It just gets basketball? Worse and worse, yeah, dude.
Just the guy being black short circuits their brain.
Yeah,
they cannot be normal around black people. They're like the kind of guy that like could have some. They invite their black friend over to a party. He comes over and they're trying to be like normal and stuff. And they're like, "All right, I'm gonna put on the NBA game, but not because you're here." I mean, I was gonna put it in the.
It's
NBA
the playoffs. Game. just like hot.
It's your playoffs. I mean, you don't. You're not in the NBA. I mean, it's like your playoffs. We all enjoy basketball. I mean.
Like, this year's Super Bowl performance was kind of weak, right? Not because Usher's black, but because
the halftime performance. He brings the halftime performance up out of nowhere. The black guy at this point is just like, all right, I mean, you can just say that now. It's like, what? What are we doing here?
Ball.
No, I.
Cool.
No,
oh, no, let me I keep read going.
That he did.
No, let me keep going.
He passed on a basketball career.
Did he play basketball? And then the next follow up was. He looks athletic.
No, no. And I believe he was a basketball prospect. Now, I don't know what that means. Davenport University.
He graduated from Rogers High School in Wyoming, Michigan, after passing on basketball career at Davenport University, which probably means he wasn't very exceptional at basketball.
That count.
It's just like not, there's no point to this, dude.
He's like ham-fisting his racism to Brian in this clip.
Unfortunately, they just have nothing else to talk about. And then it just goes into subjects of fish and race.
Yeah, yeah.
And gay.
Which are like the main topics to cover on a podcast.
Right? I mean, that's what we do on Raccoon Tweets. Yeah, yeah.
Check that out if you want to see. Our other show, Raccoon Tweets, is mainly that.
Those that live in glass houses, right?
Yeah, dude, throw bricks at them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you get bricked up. And you start fucking each other. This one's Toronto Rapture, but you get my point right. If it's the same thing, we'll just skip it.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
What is the difference in D2 and D1?
Oh.
In what?
Like, just like that.
It depends on sports. In basketball, it's everything. In football, it's everything. In lacrosse, there's not a huge difference.
Yeah.
In wrestling, not a huge difference.
Oh, really?
Okay. No, there's some fucking good wrestlers. Like, yeah. The JUCO guys are badass, yeah. Too. But when it comes to football and basketball, it's two different sports, Brian. Okay.
Ah, can't wait for UFC 300.
Do this for me.
What's up?
You search this. Who was the last Division II basketball player to get drafted in the NBA?
Dude, that's the longest Google search.
I didn't catch that. It's crazy that you can watch all these clips and still start. You're like, when you're watching it towards the end, you're like, all right, this is a lot. But then you still laugh. Yeah. He finds a way. He's an entertainer at his best.
He's trying to tell Brian that he's racist, but he's also trying to out racist Brian in a weird way, isn't it?
Yeah, do both ways, man.
This is why this show is one of the best, dude.
There might not be any. It's so tough to make the NBA. If you came out of North Carolina,
Tar Heels. Oh, he's still going off that shit. I realize now what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Last Division II basketball player to get drafted?
Yeah, to the NBA.
Uh-huh. Cut this part out. Look how long that Google search is.
go to that.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
Oh. Moo Ball ended up attending Bridgeport University
only
D2 program.
One.
Bull became, there's
oh
one.
God. Oh my God. Only one, and he was 7'6". What the fuck? That's not even.
Brendan's like, why were we searching this?
Yeah,
like,
he can't remember the name Davenport. And he knows even if he did, he'd say it like Davis Port or something.
Davis, Portugal.
Him right there, that picture.
Yeah, it would be worse. He'd be like, you know that college you went to, like Portugal something?
It's not. No, that's a picture of Wallace, Ben Wallace.
That's right. How weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Division II basketballs that made it.
Do you know any of these guys?
There's a lot, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. There's Ben Wallace and whoever Derek White is.
Derek White is great, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Chill, dude. He's
I don't watch them.
He's a bald dude that slings dick now, dude. So
Ben Wallace was good. Derek White.
This is currently.
Okay.
They go from Division II, and then they go to that
DL or whatever it is. So there's a few guys.
Yeah, a couple.
But you get my point, right?
Get your point.
No, you your point sucks. Why are we talking about Davenport?
Oh, are you talking about Dutch in pours?
The point made.
It's yeah, fucking about Dutch bros. I love coffee.
I love Einstein's bagels, dude.
Davenport.
No. No, let's say he wasn't good at basketball. Maybe he's, I'm sure he's under. He's undersized too. Yeah. Unless he was a guard.
By the way, which is insane that 6'4" you're undersized.
Oh, that guy was good, I think. Mm-hmm. George Gervin. Earl of Pearl Monroe is so good at
Earl of Pearl Monroe, what, though? He's a legend.
You get the and point. Gervin, dude. Gervin's like one of those secret players he used to be able to fucking get back in NBA, whatever.
Oh.
Hey, tough, right?
What, NBA, the arcade game?
I was thinking, I don't know, like NBA Live or something.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about NBA Jam.
No.
NBA Slam. Fuck, no, I was trying to fuck the name up.
Gervin wasn't on that, no.
Let's see.
Yeah.
And that. Hold on. That's just a list of guys playing the NBA from Division II. It didn't say anything about getting drafted.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now you're competing with the European.
You're wrong. Admit it, stupid. Shut up.
On top of the D1 players. On top of the NBA DL.
No.
No point was made, dude.
Why are you talking about that?
Yeah. All right, let's go. We're at fucking an hour and 30 in, and the internet hates us, dude. So,
oh shit,
fucking A, dude. This is where it gets dicey. This one's posted by OK Cupcake 8101. It's a fast one. It's called Cropec Steaked Anyone. It's chin cooking, dude. What do you expect?
Anyone.
Let's see.
The reason why it's chopped in half there is because there's these crows that came here when I first got here, when I was setting up. They started pecking at the freaking tip of it. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. And I was like, should I get rid of the steak because they started eating it?
Yes.
I'm like, no.
Dude.
It's not a question.
All right, Brendan, thoughts? This is fucking disgusting, dude. He's going to cook it still?
It seems very likely that he will, right?
I'm worried about Chin because he's laughing a lot over nothing in these clips now. It's like
he's always by himself.
He's by himself. He's got a miner's hat or what is it called? The fucking
light. Seems a bit much for just camping. I mean, my biggest problem is that how would the crow get to the steak? Why do you just have the steak out? Like, what were you doing? That needs to be explained.
You need an ice box. We need an igloo cooler.
I'm just going to lay the steak out for a while, walk around, do my thing.
The steak tastes better if you have it out in the wild. And
all right, well, let's go to the next one then, dude. Sick and Badder Than Fuck is the name, and it's called Just a Group of Badasses Doing Manly Stuff, dude.
Hell yeah.
Let's see what's up. We got Tony Hinchcliffe in a Wu-Tang shirt, baby.
Boom.
Let's see.
He's a game warden, and he started off his career just like, you know, checking your fishing license, that kind of stuff, like they normally do. And then along the way, he started finding these diverted streams where the stream had dried up, and then so they had to follow the stream and thought maybe like a farmer was illegally moving the stream, or there was maybe some blockage, something happened. But what he found was a grow op. And then it was run by the cartel, and they had these like toxic chemicals they were using for pesticides that if you smoke the weed, you get sick as fuck. And that was a lot of their weed. And so this guy goes deep into it, and he finds out that there's this huge movement of cartel guys growing weed on public land. And then him going from being a game warden, he becomes basically like a fucking tactical operator who's wearing bulletproof vests, and they got dogs, and they're going into these places and having shootouts with the cartel.
What?
Some other guys died.
On American soil?
Dogs got shot. Yes, in the fucking public land. It became super dangerous.
Any thoughts of her?
This is like just nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, he just pulled out a gun and they all got cigars and stuff like that. It's just crazy that it's exactly what we do after the show.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no.
That looks like your couch, dude.
Yeah. There's almost no difference between this and out there.
Yeah.
I got the same fucking hot, the thing that keeps your house hot and the wood And the couch, you're right, is exactly the same.
We're probably about when Devin or when Brendan pulls out the gun and he's pointing it everywhere, the firearm, mm-hmm. you know, very low discipline on the firearm training. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
I look at him and I go, good.
Do you have? You're happy. You know, there's no stopping me from pulling out the gun.
Yeah.
You're not gonna call me out.
Yeah. What are we gonna do? Appreciate that. Fight about it? No.
Yeah.
You got a gun, dude. I'm fucking. You're my daddy.
Yeah.
A book, if you're interested, it's called Hidden Wars. It's very good.
Tony, you want to have some trigger control and weigh in on that?
You know, I just figured it's sitting next to me.
And he's got his gun
out. We're at a range, and I can do it, so why not pull it out?
Here's the thing. Not supposed to put your finger.
Yeah, don't put your finger on the trigger.
Safety's on, guys. Safety's on. No clipping.
Safety's on.
This is
so many people's last words.
Right, I'm going to put it away. I'm going to put it away.
No, but we should say that is a kind of gun that actually does have a safety. Most 9mm don't have safeties.
How many people?
That's a 211.
Their last words. Safety's on.
Oh God,
it had to be over 100.
It looks to me like Rogan has created two. Dolls that can talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
like they're two like boys that came to life.
Russian dolls, B. Yeah. Ever heard of them?
Oh, they're like, or the Russian doll. Like if you can put Tony into fucking Shafir.
Yeah,
like they come out like
it's that. Ari first, then Tony, then Joe came out.
Joe wouldn't fit. Oh, I was thinking of Joey, but yeah, you're right. All three of them. Yeah, they're like one Russian doll.
Yeah. That's a great observation there, dude. This is why we record for an hour and a half, dude, and then we get to that.
Hot fire.
All right, this is posted by Hey Mark Wixie, and if you're wondering, yeah, we have 34 more clips left. It's called Bapa Goes Quiet as Rinks Self-Reflects and a Random Suck-Off of Joseph Rogan.
Boom.
Let's see.
I do think sometimes I've had a long time to be successful, and I've had some success, and I've had some not success. And then I see people that are always successful constantly, and I think... The other day, I was like, maybe they're just a little smarter. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Maybe they're just a little better.
I accept that a long time ago.
They can, they're just better at focusing. Are they just more strategic? Yeah. And not.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. I didn't never expect them to talk about us on this show.
You missed it. Do you hear the
not?
It's for old cringe, Brian.
Didn't say yes.
But I missed it a little bit.
Yeah. Not, and you know what?
Like Joe Rogan's not leaving his baby in the car.
No. Joe Rogan's not.
Elon Musk not leaving the baby in the car.
Joe Rogan is dialed down on the details, on every detail, and controlled on every aspect of the discipline. And I'm a little loosey goosey goose.
Yeah.
Loosey goosey goose.
Yeah.
Leaving my baby.
I think
in the
we're
car.
Just stupid. Just a couple of dumbasses.
In some ways.
Two Forrest Gumps.
Maybe. Well, I will say this. Mm-hmm. I'm smart in very, very narrow ways, and for the most part, probably dumb as shit in a lot of ways. Yeah. I'll admit that.
Oh, me too. I got my flaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll admit that.
Forrest Gump and Cape Fear.
I also like the idea
Counselor.
Of like not having that inflated an idea of who I am, like my image of myself has diminished a great deal, and I find it rather refreshing. It's okay. Maybe I shouldn't have a big image of myself. Maybe it's just this is who I am. I do my best. Pretty good at stand-up comedy. Give myself that. Fairly coordinated. Just want to throw that in.
That's
there.
So little to brag about.
Right?
Coordinated.
Yeah.
Ask me if I'm athletic.
Athletic? Damn right.
I'm coordinated.
Yeah, coordinated.
Keep
I know busy. How to move around.
Brian's coordinated.
I don't
Brian know. Hustles. Brian will hustle.
Right. He'll work.
He'll work.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell? What was even the point of that? I forget.
Just to compliment Rogan or something.
Yeah.
They were dumb, but then they are coordinated. So that's good.
Alrighty. Well. Yeah, dude.
We're dumb and we're not even coordinated. Look at us. Dude, the fucking nuts. Quack, quack, quack.
My favorite comic is Anthony Jeselnik. All right, this one's posted by Haphazard, dude. It's called Number Two Dad in Podcasting with a question mark, dude.
Uh-oh.
It's going to keep us busy. Let's see what happens.
We get there. I park. My mom and I, we walk into the restaurant.
I already hate it, by the way. I don't know.
2 seconds in, 4 seconds in.
Yeah, let's go to the next clip.
They're already seated. My wife, her mom, my two-year-old are already seated.
Where's Tark, dude?
Yeah, dude. Where's Tark?
Dave.
Dude, where's Lex?
Yeah. Where's Tark, Brian?
George.
Michael.
Ever heard of him?
All right. We get it, dude. Your wife is pregnant as shit.
She's so pregnant, dude.
walking toward them at the fish bar. It's called the fish bar.
Oh, no.
My wife says,
too close.
Too close.
Where is my baby?
No.
You're a piece of shit. You left the kid in the car.
Oh, wait, that's why they said
your mom's
it.
With you?
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
Dude.
Okay. Well, now I'm a little interested.
What was that board meeting thing we had like so many episodes back where they're like,
yeah.
Oh, God, no, he's talking about Bud Light. Oh, yeah, the Bud Light boardroom where they're like, situation room.
Yeah, yeah, the Bud Light executives are like worried because he's like endorsing them or whatever.
Somebody goes up to Lex, Brian Callen left the kids in the car. And then Lex is like, it's okay, we can work with this. It's just, what, you're not done? And he goes, he's talking about it on the podcast. No! We cannot survive this, dude. Ready?
Yeah. Now, hold on.
You should hit your mom.
Well, my mom didn't realize what I was doing when I put the baby in, and I'm not used to having a baby. Now, hold on.
What?
I
have kids.
The horror of realizing, because the baby was quiet, and I'm not used to having a baby in my car.
Fell asleep probably on the drive.
The baby fell asleep. Yeah, the baby was already asleep.
Yeah, they love cars.
So I'm talking to my mom, and I get out.
They love Moana. They love cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, and I had flip-flops on, Bubba.
Yeah, totally.
And when I tell you I took my flip-flops off and I ran.
Ran.
I ran as fast as I could, and I took some of the skin off my feet on that roadway because that doesn't matter because I got to get to my baby.
That forgot about.
That I could get arrested for because I forgot about my child.
Manhattan Beach Road. No woman involved.
No woman involved.
Thankfully, no woman involved this time.
My newborn. You hear about this?
He's seen drinking Magic Mind and saying rain energy out loud.
Okay, it wasn't worth it.
Especially when it's hot out.
Oh, dude, that's all I thought about. Luckily it wasn't hot out. My baby was.
It was.
Yeah, my brain is just redacted at this point.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to stay in it.
We're way too far, dude.
We're deep.
We're deep.
Sleeping, but I forgot my child in the car. And when I hear that from other men, I'm like, you forgot your...
What?
The lawyer's like, stop saying
that. Stop saying that part, dude. Say that it was somebody else that lifted it and you saved the kid.
Your baby? I can't imagine.
The chaplain's just like...
Yeah, the chaplain. He's lost faith in Jesus too. Yeah. Now.
Not in a million years. Guess what?
You know why?
It was my newborn. I'm not used to having a newborn.
Sure. Full circle. You were partaking in nonsense hour with your mom.
I was partaking in nonsense hour. I was and having a conversation about with my your mom. Child. We both forgot about, I forgot about my newborn
your
baby.
Your mom should feel even worse. Both
she
of you should.
Didn't, her excuse was she didn't know I had put the baby in the car. She's 83. So she was just talking to me. She didn't see that I put the baby in the car. Because the baby was so quiet, so little, she didn't know that the baby was in the car.
Baby's in the car.
I think it's because the baby doesn't want to pitch anymore, dude.
The baby's probably like, if it can hear, like, I mean, it can hear, you know, so it's probably crying all the time because Brian's such a moron.
Yep. You could say that twice and call it fluffy, dude.
I'm in my tired and angry stage.
Yeah, me too. This is the last clip. We're done after this, dude.
If she had known, I guarantee she would never have forgotten, but she didn't realize. But old Bri forgot the baby.
You guys might just be stupid. You ever think about that? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm just stupid.
Well,
like when I hear that.
A hawk came out of nowhere, picked up my baby and an anteater. I had to fight him. The leopard.
You know what I think to myself?
Yeah.
You guys are stupid.
Well, you know what I do think?
Well, there's no better way to end
it. Good button there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out next week. Join the Patreon. Join the Reddit. Join the Discord. Bye.
Come see us live. Bye.
Come see us live.